In 1984, CSC Index Systems, together with Hammer & Company, started an information systems research think tank that was led by Dr. Michael Hammer. This research was sponsored by a group of multinational corporations. These corporations often also served as a primary source of data for the research and participated in conferences at which the results of the research group were presented. Among the over 50 sponsors were very well-known companies such as IBM, Digital Equipment Corporation, now known as Hewlett-Packard, Xerox, AT&T, American Express, Coca-Cola, Swiss Air, to name just a few. The sponsoring companies served as a good testing ground for surveys and in-depth research. This multi-client research service was called PRISM. In short, Partnership for Research in Information Systems Management. During 1986, the sponsors requested PRISM to focus their research on integrating information systems and the business, expert systems, prospects and early development, information systems planning in an end-user environment, and dispersion and interconnection approaches to distributed systems architectures. Final report for this last topic presented the PRISM architecture framework by Michael Hammer, Thomas Davenport, and James Champy. This was the first time the notion of an enterprise architecture framework as a logical structure for organizing the descriptions of an enterprise was used. The PRISM framework looked like this. So the PRISM architecture framework is 4x4 grid or matrix that has rows for infrastructure, data, application, and organization. Then to all of these areas, it presents four practical columns that include the operative concerns. Infrastructure row presents the organization's underlying technological platform that supports data and application running on it, including hardware, systems software, and communications network. So, as we understand IT infrastructure also nowadays, this is the organization's technology platform. Data, as obvious, presents the information assets of the organization. Application viewpoint presents the code, application code, or software applications that process the data for the organization. And it also includes or covers the software that is acquired, as well as the software that are developed inside the organization. And finally, organization presents people and structures that make it all work. The inventory view presents a snapshot of the current state, showing the architecture of items on all these four viewpoints, how they are nowadays, how they are placed in the organization today, and how they are related to each other. The principles column presents a statement of the organization's philosophy of information systems expressed in terms of objectives and goals in each domain area or each business area or each organizational unit. Models contain pictorial models of the desired state of the organization with emphasis on what goes where and how it is all connected again. So the inventory shows the current state of the organization, current state of the organization's architecture, and models are plans of the desired state of the same structures. And finally, standards give specific rules and guidelines for how to implement these desired state or target state models. With the current language the infrastructure view would be called technology architecture. Data view is called commonly data architecture. Application view is called application architecture. And organization view is called business architecture. The inventory view is nowadays commonly called as-is architecture or the current architecture. And the models view of the Prism framework would be called to-be architecture or target state architecture. Inventory and models nowadays are contained in so-called enterprise architecture repository, which is a database for software that is used to create and maintain enterprise architecture descriptions, models, principles. For example, TOGAF contains EA principles, and most of the current EA methodologies discuss about EA principles that are guiding principles for planning and implementing architectures. What was called models in Prism are commonly nowadays called as EA artifacts, and standards column in TOGAF would correspond to the implementation and migration stages of the ADM methodology, which we will go back later on. So as we can see, or at least I can see, the Prism framework actually looks quite current in that it contains many of the key ideas of the modern practices and methods of enterprise architecture. Therefore, I would advise you to come back to this lecture and the Prism framework after we have discussed TOGAF, for example, later on this course.